This is KUT. Alcohol is so ubiquitous in Austin, you'd be hard-pressed to find a place where you can't get a drink. We aren't talking about restaurants and bars here. Think of the coffee shops, taco stands, bakeries, hair salons, festivals, farmers markets, even in some cases workspaces. For most of us, this is just part of living in Austin. For some, it might be part of what they love about the city. But what if you're trying to be sober? KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
So I'm going to start my story here with my friend Becky.
Hey, what's up, Ashley?
We've been in Austin the same amount of time we started here. We're new to Austin. And I want you to think of every time we've hung out, and I want you to think of one instance where one of us did not have at least a drink.
I'm trying to like go back to all the things that we have done since moving to Austin, and I can't think of a time where one of us didn't have at least one drink.
Okay, so I know this all sounds pretty silly. Of course, there are things people can do together that don't involve alcohol, obviously. But in Austin, it's hard to deny that alcohol is a big part of having a social life here. I mean, it's part of the city's charm, right? This is a place where you can kick back and grab beer with friends practically anywhere. And usually, when we talk about whether our alcohol use in Austin is a problem or not, we talk about it as a public safety issue. It's come up a few times, actually.
Well, this South By incident is raising questions again about whether or not alcohol has become too much a part of the Austin entertainment experience.
That's a TV report from a local Fox station back in 2014, after a man drove drunk through barricades at South By Southwest and killed four people. In total, about 25 people were injured that night. But I wonder, what if you're trying to stay sober? You're someone in recovery, but you also just want to be a part of Austin. What's that like?
My name is Ivana Grahovic. I am a person in long-term recovery, and I am the executive director of Austin Recovery Treatment Center.
The first time I ever met Grahovic, she told me Austin is a place where getting clean is a mixed bag. On the one hand, there are a lot of treatment centers. Getting help is easier here than in most of the state, especially if you don't make a lot of money. But this is a college town and a party town. People drink a lot here. And she says it's something they talk about all the time, too. Grahovic says even when she's at a bar studio working out.
And for some reason, the bar studio that I frequent, they constantly make references to, and now you can have that tequila, you can go get your margarita, imagine that there's a champagne glass on your leg. And it just chips away at my feeling like I am now a part of society. I have conquered my addiction, and now I am welcomed and back.
Grahovic has been sober for over a decade. She says she's gotten the hang of being around alcohol and not feeling triggered. But not everyone in recovery is there yet. She says Austin's alcohol culture can be exhausting for some.
You know, imagine that you are holding up a long wooden beam. And if you were to carry that long wooden beam above your head all day, you would get very, very tired if you had to do it by yourself. In many ways, that's what trying to achieve sobriety and maintain sobriety in a life of recovery is like.
She says reaching out to people for help is like asking them to lighten that load.
And when you're in environments where they're constantly beaming out messages of drinking, partying, boozing, inebriation, it's as if suddenly people around you are pressing down on that beam.
For the recovery community here in Austin, the focus is not on getting people to stop pressing down on that beam. You can probably think of why. Alcohol is a big economic driver, and that's especially true here in Austin. Also, not everyone has a problem with alcohol, right? And folks in recovery get that. So that's why one of the first things someone working on their sobriety is told to do is find other people in recovery. You know, people to help them hold up that beam. And this is where being in Austin is actually a good thing.
You know, it's a young town. It's a party town. But what that brings is a lot of young people.
This is Austin Berry. He actually moved to Austin from Houston in 2010 to get sober and finish his degree. And it really changed his life. Actually, his full name is Austin Travis Berry. How's that for fate? And Berry says, despite the party culture here, you'd be surprised how many young people are living a sober lifestyle in Austin.
Normally across the country, you see in recovery, there's young people's groups. Specifically for young people in Austin, there's really no such thing because every group is young people. So it's pretty easy to just kind of find people your age, which is huge, because that's the biggest part of getting sober, is really just finding a new group of friends who are your age that you can have fun with.
Barry says he found his way into a group of guys in recovery that he could relate to. They were ambitious, just like him. And they also had a lot of fun. Barry says they went to dinners, movies, concerts. They were in volleyball league, football league.
I had a lot more fun sober than I ever did drinking and using.
That's because some people in recovery get to a place of neutrality with alcohol. They can walk into bars and concerts and not think about the fact that people around them are drinking alcohol and they can't have any. It's like that for Sierra Castedo, the director of the Center for Students in Recovery here in Austin.
It's just not an issue. And it's a nice, gentle reminder that my relationship with alcohol, my relationship with any substance, just wasn't like that. It's just fundamentally different. It's just how my brain chemistry is. And it makes the acceptance of that a lot easier.
The only little thing Castedo wishes, though, is that restaurants and bars would have more options for people not interested in alcohol, like mocktails. She says there are a lot of reasons why people choose not to drink. And it would be great if that were represented. And that's the long game that Ivana Grahovic with Austin Recovery is looking at. The way we talk about addiction is slowly changing. Grahovic says substance use disorders are slowly becoming less secretive and less stigmatized. But there's more work to be done.
It's time to evolve in consciousness and say, hey, we're aware that there are 20% in this population who are either struggling with some substances, or they're acutely dependent and trying to recover. So let's make room for them too.
Grahovic says there are two big things that need to happen. One, people in recovery will have to start being more open about their sober lifestyle. You know, make their existence in the community known. And second, people not in that lifestyle should create safe spaces for people in recovery. Grahovic says in the long run, she'd like to see maybe ally training in schools, healthcare, and workplaces. She says then, the city's sober and not sober communities won't really feel like two separate Austins anymore. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.